A multimedia theater production is having its New England premiere at the Boston Center for the Arts. Much of the story is told through live cartooning on stage, which is fitting because the play is about the legendary father of Japanese comics, also known as the Walt Disney of Japan, and his famous superhero, Astro Boy. The play is called Astro Boy and the God of Comics. WBUR's Andrea Shea dropped in on the production where she was introduced to Astro Boy.
Astro Boy is a adorable robot that looks like a 10-year-old Japanese boy.
Natsu Onoda Power has been obsessed with Astro Boy since she was a kid in Tokyo. Like all comic book heroes, he has a complex and sad backstory. Astro Boy was created as a replacement by a mad scientist whose flesh and blood son was killed in a car accident. Onoda Power runs down the list of his superpowers, starting with the ability to fly.
And he has machine guns built into his rear end. He can speak 60 languages. He can use his eyes as searchlights. He has laser beams planted in his fingertips.
He can amplify his hearing, tell if people are lying, and solve mathematical equations in 1 second. Astro Boy was a hit in Japan after post-World War II cartoon artist Osamu Tezuka created the comic book character in 1951. At first, he was called the Mighty Atom and represented the optimism around science, technology, and the peaceful production of atomic energy. Tezuka's big-eyed robot also became the first Japanese animation, or anime, to be broadcast overseas, and Astro Boy still has a cult following.
Who is Astro Boy? Where did he come from? In the year 2000, there was no Astro Boy. There was a real boy named Astor Boynton.
Writer Onoda Power is 40 years old now, and she credits her parents for introducing her to Astro Boy and other manga by Osamu Tezuka. Manga is Japanese for comics.
When I was growing up, Tezuka's comics were like vintage comics. I'm going to say I started reading them in second grade, and I just continued to love them. And my brother and I started making our own comics, too.
Flash forward to the early 2000s when Onoda Power started developing her play. It premiered in Washington, D.C. in 2012, where the Washington Post called it one of the top three theater experiences of the year. The multimedia piece has three plot lines. It follows Astro Boy's character, the history of the comic book and TV series, and the life of creator Tezuka.
Well, he was just hugely, hugely revered. Many other cartoonists of that period, like 50s and 60s, a lot of them started out as his admirers and assistants.
In this scene, the actors playing Tezuka's assistants describe his studio as a boot camp for young cartoonists.
We called him God of Comics.
Tezuka was a leader in his 20s, a master in his 30s, and a god in his 40s.
We worshipped him.
Onoda Power says the artist, who's also known as the Walt Disney of Japan, was eccentric, intense, brutal, and completely obsessed with his work. He slept in his studio and wouldn't see his family for days at a time.
His last words were, "Please, I'm begging you, let me work."
Obsession with work is a major theme in the play. It connects Tezuka to the mad scientist who made Astro Boy. But Onoda Power says it also speaks to her technically elaborate science fiction show. It requires a lot of people, technology, and art objects, including a robot the actors build on stage. There are sound effects, projections, and then there's the live cartooning. Big swaths of paper are meticulously taped on the wall behind the stage before each rehearsal and show. In one scene, the actors illustrate when the little boy who becomes Astro Boy dies in a car accident.
Yes, this was the highway of the future, safe as man could make it. No need to worry about a thing or wonder.
So people come in and draw an intersection, and then draw cars crashing, and then draw dead bodies, you know?
What you see is a very messy, athletic, theatrical event that is unlike anything I've been a part of.
Actor Clark Young plays a few characters in Natsu Onoda Power's play, including Tezuka.
I did that in D.C. as well, so it's very close to my heart because Tezuka is so close to Natsu's heart. And she, like Tezuka, is a hard worker. She never stops working.
Young says Onoda Power's play is about the magic of creation. And he says Tezuka's message was one of peace, especially coming in the years after the atomic bomb was dropped on Japan.
You know, he wanted to create something that children could love that also was a friendly reminder that violence doesn't necessarily have to be the answer.
And that's one of the play's messages, too, delivered by a bright-eyed little boy robot obsessed with saving the world.
Don't worry, everyone. I will take this machine and fly away faster than a space rocket and carry it into the sun. Everything will be all right.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
There you go, Astro Boy, on your flight into space, rocking
high through the sky. Astro Boy and the God of Comics runs through August 16th at the Boston Center for the Arts.